Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Lots going on with the Rotary Club of Stratford. Joining us in studio, he's a man who wears many hats in our community. Dan Kane is here with GoTech and with Rotary Club of Stratford. Dan, it's good to see you.
Jamie, good to see you. Thanks a lot.
Now, first off, how did the last get-together go for the AI discussion? I don't know if we had a chance to chat about that post.
No, that was the last time that we spoke. It was right before that. It went really well.
Nice.
Smaller group than I'd hoped, but it was still great. Lots of discussion. So, yeah, went really, really well.
It's a great idea with Stratford District Chamber of Commerce to have things like this, and certainly for your expertise. And did you enjoy the donuts just recently for the Zaire's Donut Day giveaway contest? Did they save any for you?
They did not save any for
me.
I got to see the pictures. I got to see the donuts.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they're so tasty. I mean, if you're not there, like, I know that. If you're not there right on time.
And the rest of the building made short work of them, though.
Again, well-deserved to the staff at GoTech. Next time, Dan, next time. Well, we've got lots coming up with Rotary Club of Stratford. Another get-together happening this weekend.
Yeah, so we're doing an Aquabox build this weekend. We're looking to build 504 boxes. This is a very special build. So the Aquabox program gives fresh, clean drinking water to disaster areas around the world. This time we've partnered with the Kinsmen of the Kinsmen Club of Stratford, and they are actually funding the entire build for us.
Wow, congratulations on that. That's a great partnership.
This is a thing that I really want to see us do more together, where we've got lots of clubs. We've got two Rotary clubs in Stratford, but we also have Kinsmen and Optimist and all these other groups that are doing great things. And this was a chance where they can do some international work through us and help everybody out.
I think that's a terrific idea. Yeah, congratulations on that. And well over 500 boxes being assembled, being put together.
Yep.
How long does it take to do all that? That's a long day, I would imagine.
No, it's an incredibly efficient, well-run machine.
Okay.
Gary Morris is our engineer on the team, and he has this working like a Ford assembly line. We'll start at 9:30. We'll be packed up and gone by noon.
So. Okay. And where are the boxes going? Are they going to a specific location this time, or do they go around the world globally, that sort of thing?
So Global Medic is our distribution partner, and what we've done with them is we give them the boxes, they warehouse them, and then they pick the site that it goes to, and it's the what they can get to logistically, what they can get to safely to protect their volunteers, because their volunteers follow the aquaboxes on site, so they're delivered and we make sure they're used right. So for the trade-off of the awesome work they do for us, we give them a fair amount of leeway on where they go.
Sure, but what a difference these boxes make globally. What a difference.
Yeah. So in the event of a disaster, hurricane, flood, whatever, the existing water supply system gets taken offline because of contamination or whatever. The Aquabox is meant to be a short-term relief. It'll serve a family of five for up to a year, but it's really meant for that 3-4 month period just till the existing water supply gets back online and they can get back on with their lives.
It's another great project with Rotary Club of Stratford, and this time with the Kinsmen Club of Stratford helping out too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is awesome. And there's more Rotary events that are coming up, a few coming up pretty quickly, shall we say.
April is fast and furious for the Rotary Club.
Yeah.
So we've got our Aquabox build is this weekend. Commit, which is part of the funding that we do or fundraising we do for projects in Nicaragua. They are coming up on April 12th with a fashion show. Hot on the heels of that, April 13th to 14th is the Home and Leisure Show.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, we go back to the Rotary Complex for the Rural Urban Dinner on April 18th.
Fantastic. So more events coming up for the month of April. And of course, we got Dragon Boats Festival down the road and lots more events happening. And if they want more details about Rotary Club of Stratford, about the Aquaboxes or anything else, what's the best place to go?
So all of this is out on our website. So rotarystratford.com. Hit there. The other thing that just if we can do a plug, if you are looking to become a member of the Rotary Club of Stratford, we do amazing work in Stratford, around the world, around the globe, and we are always looking for members. So if you see a Rotarian out doing great work, tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, I'd like to be part of this.
Yeah, exactly. Or reach out to Dan.
Reach out to me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan Kane with GoTech and Rotary Club of Stratford. Dan, again, thanks for all you do for the community, and we look forward to more get-togethers with the Chamber coming up too.
Absolutely. Thank you.